Y'all already know who it is. It's your boy Loso, man. And y'all listen to the number one sports podcast out, MTMV Sports. Y'all see it?
No.
Hey, this is Amy Bentley with RWMS Group, and you are listening to MTMV Sports. Keep it locked.
I be running through the set, triple threat with my luck. I be running through the set, no flex with my luck. I be running through the set, no flex with my luck. I be running with my luck. I be running with my luck.
Hey, how you doing? This is Rick Sincere with MTMV Sports, and I am here with Brandon Sly, man. Yo, how you been, bro?
I've been doing good, man. Just been staying in the gym and working out every day and just trying to stay busy until it's time to head out.
And for the people who don't remember, we interviewed Brandon earlier this year and actually talked to him about, you know, his dominance at Adams State, man, and what he was getting ready to do as he was preparing for the draft and everything like that, man. Ever since then, like, what has been going on? What's been the deal? What's been happening with you?
So just my whole summer, like, it was just basketball, basketball, basketball. So I went and played in the Drew League a few games, got some good experience with that. It went good. I was averaging like a double-double in the Drew League, which was fun. And then I had like a little camp, overseas camp in Vegas I went to. I did pretty good there. I got a team from Cyprus out of that. And then they ended up going with another guard, but it was just good just to see how, like, if I keep working hard, how I can just get offers overseas and stuff. And then I just been in the gym, man, just training every day, staying busy. And then finally, like, literally like a week ago, my agent actually messaged me and told me I got a job in it's like Tbilisi, Georgia or something like that. It's kind of in Eastern Europe. And yeah, man, that's pretty much all I've been doing, man, just staying in the gym, just being patient. Like, it's a process, especially your rookie year, so it was kind of tough just to be patient and just wait, just keep waiting and waiting, but it finally came, so I'm excited.
Bro, I saw the offer from the from Georgia, right? And initially,
yeah.
I'm thinking, Georgia? I thought you were coming to the Hawks or something, or maybe, I didn't know. And then I saw the flag, and I was like, oh, bet, it's Georgia, and I get it.
Yeah.
Bro, how did that feel to get that offer, man? I know you've been working so hard.
Bro, it felt so good because I was literally working out, and, like, right when we finished, I, like, got some water real quick, and I went over to my phone. Like I've been doing this every day. I was just like, bro, I cannot wait until, like, I either wake up or I just go to my phone and I have an offer. And I went to my phone, and my agent was like, yo, I just got your offer in Georgia. And I was like, I literally screamed out loud, like, yo, I just got offered in Georgia. Because I was just so happy and, like, so relieved because, like, I don't know, ever since I was a kid, I always wanted to play basketball. And I always told myself, like, I want to be a professional, if it's in the NBA or if it's overseas. Like, I just want to be considered a professional athlete and just keep playing basketball and stuff. So when I got it, man, it was the best feeling ever. I, like, told all my family. I started getting calls. Like, I tweeted it. I literally tweeted it, like, 5 minutes after I saw it. And then, like, I literally just told all my family and stuff, and they were just really excited for me. And it was just a great feeling. It was a great feeling.
Yo, and I probably liked it, like, maybe a few seconds after you tweeted it. Like,
I swear, I think you did.
Yo, we've been following you, man. The last time we talked to you, we were super excited about where you were headed and what was going on with you. And so, yeah, I mean, we've been definitely following on Twitter. And when I saw the message, man, I was like, oh, that's dope. That's so incredible, man.
Yes, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
No problem, yo. Now, I want to get into the Drew League a little bit, yo. Tell us about the Drew League and how was that experience for you?
Oh, it was a great experience. So I played on two different teams. One was the Panthers, and I forgot what the other one was called because the dude I played for, his name's Pops, he's like well known at the Drew League, and he allowed me to come down and play with him. So I played with the Panthers. That was my first game. I played like probably like I want to say like 6 minutes, just because I never really practiced with the team or anything. So like I literally just came to play in the game. So like I couldn't just hop in and play. So that first game, I played like 6 minutes. I got like 3 assists and like 2 rebounds. I didn't even score. It was like I was nervous. I was really nervous. And then 2 more weekends, but he switched me on his other team because they were playing 2 weekends back to back. They were playing 2 games that weekend, and the other team was just playing 1. So he was just trying to make the most of my time down there. So throughout that week, I just trained a lot. And then when I got to the games, got to play against, like, this dude named Derek Thorin. I think he goes to USC, point guard from there, and it was pretty fun. I think I had about 13 points and, like, I want to say 11 assists. But we ended up losing that one. And then the next game, I had about 17 and, like, 14 assists. So it was really fun. And it's a great experience. Like, it teaches you, like, I already knew this, but it just teaches you there's so many hoopers out there, like, all trying to get the same job you're trying to get. So you just got to keep working hard every day. But, man, it was so fun. Just the atmosphere is crazy. And, like, how much, like, everyone loves the Drew League. Like, it was so cool because I remember just watching it on YouTube and stuff. And it's like, dang, now I'm actually playing here. So it was cool. It was a really good experience, and I'm happy that I did it.
Awesome, man. Yo, so if I saw the you got, you know, an offer from Georgia, and I saw that on Twitter, you know I saw, you know, your dance challenges on Twitter. So, yo, you're a dancer, right?
Man, I just be trying to, I don't know, I just be trying to enjoy life, man, you feel me? I just try to enjoy, like, every day, just try to make the best out of it. And those songs I was dancing to, they're actually, like, my favorite songs. So when I saw they're doing the challenge, I was like, you know, I have to join it. So I at least got to do it just to make some people laugh and stuff.
But now I didn't see you in my feelings challenge. I didn't see that one.
Oh, no. I couldn't do that one.
Okay, but
I can't do that one.
I heard there's rumors of an uproar challenge. Is that popping? Is that happening?
I think I had did one, actually. I don't know if it's on there, but I swear I might have just posted it on my Snap. I'm going to have to post it on Instagram. I mean, on Twitter, too.
Bet, okay. That's dope, man. Now, tell us, like, what are you most looking forward to about playing overseas? I'm assuming you're going to take the offer. I'm assuming you're going over there.
Yeah.
What are you most looking forward to doing when you get over there?
To be honest, I'm really excited just to get started. Now, like, college, I made a name for myself. Now it's like a whole nother level, so I kind of have to start over from the ground and go up. So I just want to, you know, just get over there. I really want to help the team, like, I've never won, like, I've won, like, championships, like, AAU and stuff, but never, like, college, like, that. So that's, like, my main goal, probably get over there, you know, I want to have a great year, great first year. I want to be a good leader. I want to become, like, as good of friends as I can with the dudes that I'm going to be playing with, even if I don't know their language. I just want to show them, like, Americans aren't, like, dumb or anything. I just want to show them, like, we're actually friendly people and stuff, and then just hang out with my team, and then I really just want to help them win a championship or whatever, like, however I want them to do their best that they've ever done. Even if it is to win a championship, that'd be awesome. But if it's not, I just want us to do as good as we can. And I just want to really, like, just explore the world now. Just enjoy, like, every day. Just go out there and see what I can see, like, what's out there. And then just, you know, have a good time.
Yo, I'm a kid, man. I'm a kid, and I'm a Brandon Sly fan. And, you know, I want to have a basketball career. I want to challenge, you know, chase my dreams, too. I come to you, man, and I'm asking for some advice. What advice are you giving me?
I'll probably just say, man, like if you put your mind to it, you can do anything that you want. Like, no one can really stop you from doing whatever you want. Like, you control, like, how far you can do or how far you can go in whatever you like. If it's basketball, if it's school, or if it's whatever sport, anything that you're doing, just always try to do it your hardest. And every day, just try to get better. Try to get better every day at whatever you love to do. And then, like, how the kid would ask me, like, just always be willing to, like, talk to someone so you can learn. Like, because you can always learn. Like, even if you're older, like, I'm getting older. I'm 22 now, and I'm still learning, like, stuff. I'm still learning stuff about basketball, like in the world. Like I learn stuff every day, and just really thank your parents for everything that they do for you, because they do a lot. My parents have done a lot for me, and I know there's other parents out there that do a lot for their kids. So just be appreciative of them. And then when you get that opportunity, just go out there and try to do your best and show yourself off.
Now, look, man, one thing I can definitely say without even thinking about it is that you're in the gym, bro. You're in the gym and you're handling business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you're doing drill after drill after drill, and you're working
man.
And I'm so incredibly happy for you, bro. Like I hope
you
really feel that, and I hope you understand that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. So, all right, after you go overseas, bro, and I know you'll be professional over there. You make a name for yourself, man. Don't lose contact with us. We definitely want to keep in touch with you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'll definitely keep in touch with you. I was actually like, oh, snap, I forgot. And then you hit me up. I was like, dang, this is perfect. So I appreciate you hitting me up, actually.
Bet, man. And one day when it's time, man, and you're going to the NBA, you know what I mean? We'll be right
there.
That's
the plan,
man. For you, bro.
That's the plan.
I know.
Yep.
I know, man. But
that's
for right now, bro, we're going to celebrate every single step. And this is an awesome and big step for you, bro. Is there anybody who is super responsible for this and you want to give them a shout-out right now?
Probably my parents, Kim and Scott Fields, and then my trainer, Tanner Lynn. He's been helping me out a lot. I can see my game, like, getting better. And then my friend EJ, who's been training me, like, in the weight room and stuff. And then just all my close friends, like Thomas, Tyus, and JJ, all those guys, Osiris, Hayden, like, just for them, like, staying with me and just always, like, being positive with me. Like, even though I was waiting for an offer, like, they were always just like, yeah, bro, it's going to come, it's going to come. So I just appreciate all the people that have been in my life and then just been trying to help me out, keep me up, and then always making sure I'm in the gym and stuff like that.
Dope, man. Well, stay up, bro. Keep doing your thing.
Yep, you too.
And we'll be right here watching.
Yes, sir. All right, I appreciate it, man.
All right, bro. Be blessed.
You too.
All right, this is Rick Sincere with TrackStar. I'm sorry, I keep doing that. This is Rick Sincere with MTMV Sports, and I hope you have a great day. God bless.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.